This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour number three, you can call in and join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And let's go to the Skype, where we've got Mortified Penguin calling in. Mortified Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes,
yep,
we can.
We got you. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Well, I was just listening earlier. I think I missed some pretty important segments there, but I was at the gym and trying to get a call in to you. And by the way, Daryl, I love the segments, FBPRadio.com. Big fan of that.
Right.
Yeah, but anyways, I just wanted to say I was listening to around the second segment about how they're talking about government institutions and various things. It's been a while. But what I wanted to share is that, unlike the majority of your hardcore libertarians and anarchists, I'm not really the radical individualist that wants to live on my own island or my own secluded area, and you come within, a mile of my exclusive zone, you get shot up by my chain gun or something, whatever. I'm not the radical individualist that wants to be.
Right,
I understand.
So you're not putting machine gun turrets at the end of your driveway.
Not that. Yeah, exactly.
Fair enough.
You mow a foot over into my property line, you violated the net,
Right.
Becoming mortified. But I know that people do definitely value living in a functioning society and in an interconnected society, and that should not change in a market-based, more voluntary society. So what I would have to say is that I hear these anarchist and minarchist ideas, and I look for how little would change. Obviously, so much would change,
right.
But how many analogs would there be to the same ideas? There'd be rules. There would still be rules, regulations, certifications, voluntary, certification agencies, regulating agencies that people have to, the Better Business Bureau times 1,000 for all different kind of entities, and you would look for that kind of regulation,
right,
which is voluntary.
Oh, you mean kind of like with electronics, to where people look for the Underwriters Laboratory mark or one of the other voluntary certifications that say this isn't just going to explode on you.
Well, I think
those would be.
Yeah, I think your point's excellent, because it. The idea that anarchism or voluntarism would just bring about just this, God, no, nobody's going to do anything. The idea is to get away from the use of force, which is what government is and does and has a monopoly on, and get back to basically the golden rule, which, Christians and most religions have been preaching forever.
Right.
Be nice to each other. Do the right thing. It's not tough to figure out.
Right. And one thing that I find rather interesting is a lot of people that love government, they'll say, all right, you person that either want really, really small or no government, explain how every possible problem I can come up with is going to be solved in your society, even though those problems aren't being solved now.
Right.
Right,
and they're not being solved now.
You can't answer every question that I come up with? Then that means that your thing that doesn't advocate for central planning is going to fail because you can't centrally plan everything.
Right, and again, ignoring that their system doesn't work either, and... Yeah, I'm with you. That's just, it's common sense, and it's as if we ever dared to consider another form of society, that common sense would just disappear.
I mean, yeah, if it's supposed to be a utopia, then yes, I guess a utopia, by definition, all of most problems are going to be changed. But no, there will be problems because we live in an imperfect world.
Right.
But I think the idea is what's the principle? And the principle is getting away from the use of force, the monopolistic use of force in order to kind of enforce things like this. And my idea of progress is getting past that, basically.
Yeah. A great point.
Yep. Great call, Mortified Penguin.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Let's go to the phones. 855-450-FREE. We've got Dave calling in from New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's say you guys did something wrong, and you guys would apologize for that. Right? Let's say you stole something or you did something kind of wrong, whatever. You guys would apologize and say, I'm sorry for doing such and such, right?
Yep, I would. Daryl? Okay. Daryl's always very apologetic.
Okay, because there is a guy who I know. His name is Jared. He did something wrong, which kind of annoyed the hell out of me. All I want him to do is apologize.
Have you tried talking to Jared?
Yes, I have. I want him to apologize. I want him to say, my name is Jared. I'm sorry for posting your therapist information on a public forum, for posting
your Hold on, Dave. So, telling us that you want Jared to apologize isn't going to really help unless you know that Jared listens to the radio show.
And
yes, he does.
Okay, well, whether people apologize, I apologize because I feel it's the right thing to do if I'm wrong.
Right.
And Daryl probably does for the same reason.
Yes.
But I can't make or do anything that's going to cause somebody else to apologize unless they want
right,
to.
If you ever wind up seeing somebody stand behind a lectern and they, you know, hold up a piece of paper and begin reading, right. I seriously want to apologize.
Go ahead.
If my friend Shane can apologize to Fable, and if Tristan Pipo can apologize to me, then Jared can apologize to me.
Yes, he can,
he
Dave.
Can.
Thank you for the call. But what I was going to say is if you see somebody reading a prepared remark that at some point says, and I apologize for my actions, they're not actually sorry.
Yeah, that's usually, well, yeah, maybe you want some notes
they,
there
they
when you do it.
They might be sorry that they got caught but they're
yeah.
not sorry for what they did.
Yeah, you're referring to politicians, Daryl.
They're the ones that have the statements behind lecterns.
Sometimes it's athletes. Sometimes it's important business.
Public officials. You know, well, if they wind up getting caught with their pants down, literally yeah. or figuratively.
The wife will be behind them on their, let me see, behind them and to the left. That's usually where the spouse will
back
stand.
Back and to the left, kind of like John Kennedy's head.
Jeez.
Too soon?
Oh, too soon. Yes. 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. Chris, you pulled something up, I think.
I always have stories, Daryl.
Yeah.
You can just look over here and go, Chris, give me a story. Well,
which is basically what I did.
You just did that, didn't you? Yeah. So a lot of people get kind of freaked out when strangers come to their door, and sometimes those strangers start asking questions.
Oh, you're talking about government officials.
I am, and I'm talking about census workers.
Renafed.
Right. So, you know, every 10 years we're encouraged to, you know, well, the census takers, it's very important data, and, you know, it's crucial for our country to operate efficiently, and it's good to know who's here. And there's a lot of concerns with the current administration about whether that's just going to be used as a method of identifying people that are here illegally, because
right.
the Trump administration's been very clear that they don't like that to happen.
Right. And I forget which one of Trump's officials has said that they're going to, for the first time since 1950, add a question to the census form that winds up going out in just about 2 years asking, are you a legal citizen?
And the Washington Post comes to us with this story. It says the Census Bureau plans to ask people if they are U.S. citizens in the 2020 count of the nation's population. igniting fears that the information could be used to target those in the country illegally.
But there are so many other things that one could be. One could be a green card holder.
Right.
One could be a U.S. national from American Samoa that is not yet a U.S. citizen.
All these different choices.
One could be a
different
student here on a student visa. There are a lot of things that one could be other than legal or undocumented immigrant.
And that's all one thing. The other question is, what gets done with that information?
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, do you know what I'm going to be doing this November?
Gosh, I haven't checked your schedule lately, but
I'm going to be running the world's biggest, most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon.
Nice.
I've been accepted onto Team Innocence Project, and I'm proud to be on their team because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since they were founded in 1992, they've helped 200 people get exonerated for crimes that they did not commit. The vast, vast majority of those were because of DNA evidence. There have been a bunch of other people exonerated with help from other organizations, but the Innocence Project, they've helped 200 people in 25 years, and with your help, they can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees, the travel is covered, the lodging is covered, but what I need to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon is to raise $3,500 by November 1st. I've secured about $1,000 more matching funds, $1,500 total. About $500 has already been matched, meaning that another $1,000 can be matched dollar for dollar. And, yeah, doesn't have to be a lump sum of $1,000. So you donate $10,
okay,
it becomes $20.
Okay.
You donate $20, it becomes $40.
I get
up to $1,000. And basically, once I raise another $1,000, I've reached that goal.
Nice.
Again, I need to raise $3,500. You can help. Run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com. And donate now so that your dollars wind up being matched.
Yeah, we've been talking a little bit about, well, the census and what it's going to mean this year, and in 2020, next time it's going to be conducted. It's only a couple more years out.
Yep.
And this concern that maybe this year there will be some more questions, a question being reinstated for the first time since 1950 to help enforce the Voting Rights Act, and there are safeguards in place to prevent any abuse of that information. It's illegal to release information that would identify individuals or families.
That's what they say.
Right. But does that mean that census data has been used to target specific populations in the past? In fact, here's a fun fact for you. Information from the 1940 census was secretly used in one of the worst violations of constitutional rights in U.S. history, the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. In papers presented in 2007 and 2000, historian Margo J. Anderson of the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee and statistician William Seltzer of Fordham University found evidence that census officials cooperated with the government providing data to target Japanese Americans. The Japanese American community has long suspected the Census Bureau of playing a role in the push to banish 120,000 Japanese Americans, mostly living on the West Coast, into nearly a dozen internment camps. After the bombing of Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, according to former Commerce Secretary Norman Mineta. Mineta, who lives in San Jose, was 11 when he and his family were sent to live in an internment camp at Heart Mountain, Wyoming. For decades, though, census officials denied that they had played any role in providing information. According to Anderson and Seltzer, the Federal Bureau of Investigation and military intelligence agencies began pushing in late 1939 to relax census confidentiality rules in the hopes of accessing data on individuals. But the effort was opposed by Census Bureau Director William Lane Austin. After the 1940 presidential election, however, Austin was first forced to retire. He was replaced by J.C. Capt, who backed efforts to remove confidentiality provisions. Capt's efforts helped clear the way for other agencies to access the information on Japanese Americans. In 2000, Anderson and Seltzer found documents that showed officials with the Census Bureau had provided block-level information on where those of Japanese ancestry were living in California, Arizona, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Idaho, and Arkansas.
And just to make sure that I understand, block level means the neighborhood, basically, that they were living.
What block they lived on.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I thought, but I didn't,
right.
You know, because sometimes governments will use words that sound like one thing, but they mean something completely
right.
different.
And if you're in databases, a block means something completely different to you,
right.
or if you're in cryptocurrency. But yeah, that kind of detailed location, how do you actually round up, you know, 100,000 people, if you have that census data and you know where they live, even down to the block, then that's going to make it a lot easier. It's a lot easier to go to a neighborhood and say, is there a Mexican family that lives around here somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the claim that this question is needed because of the Voting Rights Act is just ludicrous, because if it was, one would think that it would have been added to the census in 1970.
Right.
Or 1980 or 1990 or 2000 or 2010, like one of the last five
right.
that have happened since the Voting Rights Act came through. Now, I know that there's a lawsuit that I believe it was thrown out at the federal level in Texas, where somebody was trying to claim that they should only use the number of registered voters, not the total number of people, for determining districts.
Yeah. And
the U.S. Constitution says that the apportionment of representatives is based on the number of people. And then it says excluding Indians not taxed, but they're all taxed now because they had citizenship foisted upon them in 1921.
Right, whether they wanted it or not. Yeah. So there's certainly a human rights aspect to this,
right.
and there is a personal and a civil rights aspect to this. But my take on this whole thing is completely different. When I look at the Trump administration and some of these ideas and some of these decisions, and particularly illegal immigration and economic warfare through the use of tariffs, this tells me that this administration lacks a serious understanding of basic economics.
Right.
So we have illegal immigration in large part because there are jobs here that are worth doing to people from south of the border, for the
right.
most part.
Even though the amount of undocumented immigrants coming into the United States has dropped since Trump became president.
It doesn't matter. Well, all I'm saying is that there are some jobs in America that do not have the economic value to hire someone of minimum wage or greater.
Right.
And there are people south of the border that are willing to accept those jobs and the risk associated with it for that amount of money.
Right. The reason I pointed out that the number is actually down is because the Trump administration is claiming that the number is going up, which is why he's sending the National Guard to the border.
And it was actually dropping during Obama's administration, too.
Yeah. And so, it's been going down even yeah. faster since, you know, the orange guy got into the White House.
Right. But, again, fundamental issue, do you understand economics? Do you understand that trade is good? Do you understand that having pools of cheap labor when you cannot produce them is a good thing?
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And, you know, we are fans of cryptocurrency on this show. And one place that I often go to wind up getting news about the crypto world is news.bitcoin.com. Looking at some of the headlines here from the last several hours, interesting headline about a cryptocurrency called Verge, where, well, this currency was actually forced to have a fork after suffering a 51% attack. I've heard people talk about these, you know, mythical 51% right. attacks. Apparently, one of the coins has actually wound up having one, and you can read all about it. news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones where we've got Rob calling in from San Francisco. He's watching on Twitch. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the response. I was somewhat skeptical even being on the show in the first place, so I really do appreciate this.
Yep, go ahead with your thoughts. What's on your mind?
This is more or less this is a topic of interest, but I'll say before that I get to what I was originally thinking, I kind of want to, I don't know, like piggyback on what you were talking about earlier about wages.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I would like to start this off by throwing out a question. Are either of you in favor of a minimum wage?
I personally am not.
No.
No, okay. Neither?
Neither.
Now, okay. When you say minimum wage, I'm guessing you mean government-mandated minimum wage, correct?
Yes, that's like
right.
Law. No, I am not in favor of that.
Yep, likewise. Go ahead.
Okay, so, all right, actually, it makes this a whole lot easier to approach, because I'm also not in favor. I thought both of you were in favor of it at first, and just bringing up the idea that,
actual libertarians, which means that we don't believe that government should wind up interfering in private contracts.
Yeah.
Which is really what an employment contract is. It's a private contract.
Right. And the idea that the government can step in and make some jobs illegal, that's the key point to me is, we're going to come in, we're going to set a wage and say that everything under $10 is now illegal. How people should look at it instead of
jobs that I had of, like picking up trash for people and raking leaves and doing so for like $5, that is now illegal.
Right. So if things aren't economical to do, then it's going to bring other players into the market, like people from other countries, which is fine with me.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm extremely fascinated now. I didn't expect either of you to be self-proclaimed libertarians.
Oh.
Oh, man. This makes me...
You're new to the show.
This is my first time tuning in.
Oh, nice.
I was looking for a call-in show because I enjoy talking with people.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Where are you listening to us from?
From Twitch.
He's watching on Twitch. He's one of the Twitch people.
Excellent.
He's listed here as being in San Francisco.
Yeah, you'll find Free Talk Live is mostly people that have a similar outlook. Occasionally, we certainly disagree, and tonight earlier was a great example of that. But that we try to promote the ideas of liberty and freedom every day.
Okay.
Yeah. So Rob, continue with your thoughts.
Yeah. All right. So. I've always struggled with, I guess, self-identifying as, like, an actual libertarian, like a full-blown libertarian. I just don't see how it would play itself out. And the issue that comes to mind is if you're a libertarian, isn't that a form of anarchism? Or is that, like, a form of minarchism, where as limited government control as possible?
There are both minarchist and anarchist within the Libertarian Party. When you ask, is libertarianism minarchism or anarchism, the correct answer is yes. It just depends on how, consistently you follow the ideas of liberty.
Right.
If you follow that nobody, when, you sign the Libertarian Pledge that says, I don't advocate for the initiation of force or fraud for political or social goals, if you conclude that to mean that nobody can use force or fraud for political or social goals, then it means that, you think that those bureaucrats and paper pushers and people wearing shiny badges also can't use force or fraud for political or social goals.
Right. So Daryl gives a perspective very much from the party because he's involved in the Libertarian Party and things like that.
Right.
I'm not a party guy. I spent too many years in parties, and it just wasn't a lot of fun. So I tend to look at it more as a philosophy of who I am and how I want to live my life and what kind of society I want to see. And I want to see a society where people do things voluntarily, that they're not forced to do things. Now, a lot of these are the same things that Daryl talked about.
Right.
But, I don't think one has to become a member of the Libertarian Party to espouse those sorts of beliefs and
right.
to
and
promote
not everybody
them.
That joins the party actually espouses those beliefs.
Right. So it's like every other party to me in that you're going to have all these different flavors and you'll have a set platform that, a very small percentage are actually going to believe in 100%. And, if you are more of a minarchist type of person, you're like, I get the idea, but I think we still need to have, you know, some level of, you know, police enforcement to catch bad guys or to keep us safe. You know, that's fine because that's what you believe. That's great. Right. I'm not one of those people that is so pure that's going to say no, absolutely not. I'd love to have, you know, 300 million more minarchists in this country today.
Right.
Because that means they're 6 months away from becoming 300 million voluntarists, so I'll take it.
Okay. So would you mind if I picked your brain on, I guess, some of the ideas that I align or associate with libertarianism?
Go ahead.
Okay, so the first question is, what is your, I guess, where do you stand when it comes to having a border?
I'm not in favor. You know, like, I understand the need to sort of say the jurisdiction ends over there. So, you know, like, drawing a line on a map is fine, mm-hmm. but when those lines are used to restrict human freedom, that's where I draw my line about what borders should be used for.
Right. From my point mm-hmm. of view, borders are functions of states, that states, by necessity, by definition, have to have well-defined borders. So, you know, they are lines on a map. They help understand. That's completely different than lines on, like, property maps
right.
that show where my property ends and my neighbors begin. Those things, I think, are very important. But
right.
I would like to see people be able to travel freely.
And if I had my way, I would love to see a separation of state and geography to where it, yeah, you know, like you could wind up having your next door neighbor be under a completely different set of jurisprudence, and it's not something that I invented. This thing called polycentric civilizations have existed in various places throughout history.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything else?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I didn't expect either of those.
So, well, let me ask you, Rob, what are your thoughts on borders?
So, I fall more in line with the minarchist idea because I don't see it functioning if a form of governance dissolves to the point where we're like in like our own little enclaves or we right. kind of branch off into our own little groups of people we have like ties with and we have to develop our own bonds and rules and code of ethics, etc. I don't see it functioning for too long. It just seems susceptible to being conquered, being infiltrated, or just being taken over. And it's like, yeah, we created this thing, but it's not sustainable.
Rob, so thank you for the call. Like it sounds like you've got something important beeping in the background. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now in these final moments. It's Chris.
And Daryl.
And wow. It's been kind of a draining night.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying? One of those nights.
All right.
I have no clue why I.
That's all right.
Yeah.
We'll just start introducing each other.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. So they collected 3,000 five signatures.
Hold on, who is they?
Who is they, and what were they collecting signatures for?
Well, you know, there was a 12-year-old girl that got killed by a car at the crosswalk in front of the Cleveland Middle School about 10 days ago.
And this is in Albuquerque?
Right, right. And then, and so the mother collected, well, they, all the schools collected 3,005 signatures. And they presented it to the counselors, so they're going to...
What were the signatures for?
They're going to what?
To put in a HOC, high-intensity activated crosswalk.
Oh, gotcha. So when people are in it, it lights up in some way so that cars can see them?
Well, I think if there's somebody running to cross, they would press a button. It's pedestrian-activated.
Oh, a button.
Oh, we have some of these in Keene over by the college to where you hit a little button and then flashy lights go up.
Right.
And then people know to slow down because somebody's going to be in the crosswalk.
I love the idea. You know what I would love about it even more, Sarah? If private companies owned those roads and realized that they could benefit and charge more money because the roads were safer because they had these things on them. What do you think about that?
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter. Well, it's public owned. You know, you can't, you know, but it's the way it is.
Does it have to be that way, though? I mean, couldn't we change that?
Well, you know what? My concern is to make the crosswalk safer, no matter who owns it. You know,
But you always call us talking about how horrible it is, so government's obviously not doing a really good job about keeping pedestrians safe. So I'm saying, why not try something else? Why not have somebody that actually has a financial interest in roads being safer? Wouldn't that make sense? If my company could make more money if I kept pedestrians safer on my roads, do you think more people would drive on them? I bet I could...
You know, my emphasis is not that, whether who owns it. You know, I'm a communist, so I like a public-owned thing.
I know you do, but it kills people.
Well, you know, that's not the reason behind it. It's just, you know what I have noticed is that people are happy getting hit by a car. I met people.
I've never met anybody that got hit by a car that said, you know what, I'm so happy I got hit by that car.
It's even better when it's a hit and run because, like, a surprise.
I met a person on the bus. He goes, I got hit by a car last month with a smile on his face.
Yeah, he probably had a smile on his face because he got some kind of settlement.
I don't know what he got, but he's like, well, if I get killed tomorrow by a car, that's fine with me. We all gotta go.
I think you're having these conversations solely in your own head.
Oh, Sarah, come on. So let me walk you through this. I mean, so Chris's car company, Chris's road company, comes to Albuquerque, and I buy up all the roads around where you live. And I want people to be safe, so I know that pedestrians are good for local businesses. And if I can attract more pedestrians and keep those pedestrians safe, those businesses are going to pay me more for the use of their roads, for people to get to their businesses. So it makes financial sense for me to install these high-intensity crosswalks and things like that so that I can attract more business for my customers, which are the businesses. That just makes good financial sense. So by removing the public part of this, I could arguably provide a much safer environment for everyone. What do you think?
Well, you know something? The auto industry is a corporation. It's a private industry. And then they get their way. They have their car speed and run everybody over, and then they keep on going. You know, what you're saying is the automobile and the auto industry should be, it's a capitalist for-profit organization. And then they have created all of this.
Hold on. Sarah, you said you ride a bus, correct?
That's correct.
Do you know who made that bus? One of the automobile companies. Your problem isn't with automobile companies. Your problem is that people don't take the bus. Your problem is that cars have drivers. Although I don't think you necessarily had a problem, and I think somebody said that you even said on the air you'd be happy to be hit by an autonomous car instead of a car driven by a human. So you're not being consistent here.
Well, you know what? I prefer that because I've had too many cars with people in it try to kill me every single day. I'm running out of their way. That's what I would prefer.
How about this?
You make such a big deal about a self-driving car killing a person. We just killed a 12-year-old girl. You know, I want to tell you something. You never make a big deal about 37,000 people that got killed by a car last year.
You never make a big deal out of 100,000 people that die because our government bans weed every year.
Or how many people die from cigarettes. I don't celebrate anybody's death, Sarah. And for you to claim that somehow I celebrate people dying in automobile accidents is absolutely ludicrous.
Okay, so let's drop the whole Chris buys the roads. Let's drop that, Sarah. How about Chris buys out all the rights to deliver people by bus?
Or, hold on. What if Chris just agrees to wind up paying for this honk instead of using taxpayer funds to pay for this honk, which, by the way, is an absolutely absurd acronym for high-intensity activated crosswalk. So they're capitalizing the H, the A, the W in the middle of the word crosswalk.
All right.
And then the K at the end.
Yeah. What if I own a business down there? Why don't I say, you know what, I'd like to buy that because that will make my customers safe. Customers that cross the street alive tend to buy more than customers that are dead. That's
so
a fact.
Let's say the private industry does take it. So our tax dollars is going to be all hoarded by the Amazon company who gets cheap ratings of cheap pasta that they use our post office, that they hog all of our tax dollars.
I don't want any tax dollars. I just want to. I just want to. No.
How are you making the leap from if Chris builds one of these crosswalks that Amazon then gets your tax dollars?
She is being pro-Trump here. So go ahead with your.
Trump is telling the truth. Okay, Amazon, they're the wealthiest company in this country. Because
yep.
They use our tax, our post office, and they
most of the things that I get from Amazon wind up coming through UPS.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Sarah. You do know that the post office always loses billions of dollars every year, that they never turn a profit, and that taxpayers end up paying that difference. You do know that, right?
Right.
But can you imagine? Take out the billions of dollars that Amazon is now receiving because the U.S. Postal Service is forbidden from taking a deal that they cannot demonstrate shows that they make money on. So basically what the Amazon deal has done is reduced the loss of our post office. Now, Trump may not like that, but that's a fact.
It's a real lie when they say the postal pension people are draining the post office. They just don't want to pay them the pension. The Amazon has been ripping the taxpayers off through the post office for years and years and years. And you know what? Ian always kicked me around. If you beat up all the handicapped, if you kick my ass, is your pension going to be back? I mean, is your 401k going to be gone? The Amazon is going to return all of our tax dollars to the post office?
Well, I have problems with pensions. The idea that people should receive money just because they've worked somewhere for a certain period of time. Companies are free to offer pension plans and things like that if people want to contribute or if a company wants to pay the whole thing. But I have a real issue when it's taxpayer
Congress mandating that a company do something, even
right.
though technically they like to say that the post office is a private company, but yet the
it's
post
not.
Office can't do anything without congressional approval. Sarah,
thanks
you
for the call.
We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back on tomorrow, as we are every night of the week, live from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And until then, we're online at freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.